With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. John Lee, reports 372 COVID-19 tests carried out since our Wednesday report. There are no positives. The islands remain at 61% of the population having both doses of the vaccine and 72% having had one dose. The national vaccination program is on hold until the next shipment of COVID-19 vaccine arrives on June 16th. Next-generation sequencers open a door to new possibilities in the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Felisa Rankin-Solins has more.
Right now, the top priority at the Health Services Authority is using the next-generation sequencers to study different strains of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. But they've already begun exploring the other kind of testing these systems are capable of.
In the future, we'll be able to do things like cancer sequencing for looking at each person's individual genetic makeup for their tumor. And when you do that, you can tailor treatment towards them particularly, and you can assess the risk that they have for different stages in development of the disease, and also the risk that their family members may have for developing diseases.
Molecular biologist Jonathan Smelly adds it will be an advantage for marine biology, such as the current research on how to solve the damaging coral bleaching disease our own corals suffer from.
One of the ways in which you could shed some light on what's causing that is by looking at the underlying genetics of the coral that's maybe most susceptible to that kind of disease, and look at the coral that isn't affected by it. If you look at the genetics and then compare and see what differences may actually be relevant in terms of resistance to other things, such as the change in temperature and the change in the pH of the ocean as climate change affects that going forward.
For Mr. Smelly, the scientific future in the Cayman Islands is a bright one.
Really, the most exciting thing about having this technology on island is that it can really generate a huge sort of industry from just genome sequence, because there's so many different elements of healthcare and life science which are enabled by being able to determine the genetic code of an organism or a particular thing. So the fact that we have that technology here now and we are increasing the amount of people that are being trained on it, it's going to really benefit Cayman and potentially the entire region going forward.
For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Both systems are able to detect the various strains of SARS-CoV-2 in circulation and those that may arise in the future. Cayman Airways adds two additional repatriation flights to Miami this month, citing increased demand. The national carrier will fly at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Tuesday, June 15th and Tuesday, June 29th. The airline reminds passengers to make sure they check on the requirements of their destinations, which could include a pre-flight COVID-19 result, proof of vaccination, and/or obtaining travel authorization. Cayman Airways passengers who don't possess the required documents will not be allowed to travel. You can find out more at caymanairways.com. And more details about that firearm incident around noon today, as the RCIPS Firearm Response Unit tried to stop a vehicle on Soundway in Georgetown. Police say the vehicle was trying to evade officers, so they deployed what they describe as a less lethal tactic with use of special munitions to disable the vehicle. An unlicensed firearm loaded with ammunition was recovered, and a 39-year-old West Bay man arrested on suspicion of possession of an unlicensed firearm and ammunition. He is in custody. No injuries occurred as a result of the incident. A new online register of interest portal for persons in public life is set to launch next month. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego with the details.
The Commission for Standards in Public Life will soon launch an e-filing portal for persons in public life to submit annual declarations in accordance with the Standards in Public Life Act. According to government officials, the Commission expects the portal to go live on July 1st. From that date, declaration forms for the period ending June 30th, 2021 will be able to be submitted through the portal. Under the Standards in Public Life Act, persons in public life include members of parliament, government companies and commissions created under the Constitution, as well as various categories of public servants and members of governing bodies of statutory authorities. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
OFREG wants to hear from you about the proposed distributed generation resources 3 megawatts capacity increase. The utility regulator believes the additional capacity to Cayman's transmission and distribution system would be beneficial to the country. CEO Malik Cummings tells Radio Cayman energy security and sustainability are essential for the islands.
Therefore, it is important to ensure that the future development of the solar industry is consistent with the need to provide reliable, clean and affordable electricity. OFREG remains committed to promoting the goals of the National Energy Policy and recognizes the important role rooftop solar plays and will continue to play in Cayman's energy future.
He adds the proposal would allow consumers to choose if they want to interconnect their systems to the power grid while ensuring rates are reasonable. The main objective is to increase the installed renewable energy capacity beyond the 17-megawatt limit by adding 3 megawatts of distributed generation resources to the electricity grid. Executive Director of Energy and Utilities at OFREG, Greg Anderson, tells Radio Cayman the capacity increase will only relate to the DGR programs that are approved by OFREG.
The proposed 3 megawatt capacity increase will continue to incentivize the growth and use of renewable and alternative energy and assist in reducing the Cayman Islands' dependence on fossil fuels used for generation of electricity and, more importantly, reducing the nation's carbon footprint.
A final determination is expected to be issued before the end of the third quarter. If you'd like to weigh in, visit ofreg.ky/consultations. A team of school inspectors judge Prospect Primary as providing a satisfactory education for students. Details from Radio Cayman's Paula Cal.
In May, the Office of Education Standards returned to Prospect Primary to see what improvements had been made after the Education Center earned a satisfactory rating back in 2019. The latest report released this week shows that overall performance of Prospect Primary School remains satisfactory. Some of the things the school does well include developing students as lifelong learners, helping kids get a good understanding of Caymanian culture and heritage, providing a safe environment, and using a broad and balanced curriculum. Recommendations for further improvement include raising levels of achievement in English, math, and science across all key stages, improving the quality of teaching, improving assessment, distributing leadership, and improving communication with parents. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paula Cal.
More than 340 students attend Prospect Primary from reception through grade 6. You can find the full OES report online at oes.gov.ky. Will the Cayman Islands get slammed this rainy season? Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more from the National Weather Service's monthly climate all-in-one bulletin.
Every month, the National Weather Service sends out the report, which breaks down some of the more interesting weather events over the last few months, as well as teeing up what's to come. According to the report, average temperatures range from 72 to 89 degrees Fahrenheit in April, with average temps at about 82 degrees. Looking ahead, the National Weather Service says June is expected to see the usual frequent heavy showers that are associated with a wet season. July is also expected to be pretty wet, with maybe a mid-summer short dry spell. There is a 50% probability of above normal temperatures for the three-month period, with nighttime temperatures forecast to be the usual or maybe even a little higher. Same thing with the daytime temperatures. Looking at precipitation, Cayman saw 3.4 inches of rain in the February to April period, which is within the climatological range. The June to August outlook usually sees between 14 and 20 inches of rain, and it's calling for a 33% probability of above normal rainfall this year. Historically, during the period, there are between 28 and 42 wet days, and this forecast indicates between 27 and 45 for the next 3 months. Between 3 to 8 wet spells typically occur between June and August. The forecast for this year is for 1.3 extreme wet spells for Cayman. Looking at temperature, between February and April, the average temp was about 80 degrees, which was slightly higher than normal. The usual temperature range for June to August at Owen Roberts International Airport is 84 degrees, and the outlook calls for a 50% chance of higher temperatures than normal. Cayman usually gets between 15 and 25 heat wave days over this three-month period, and the forecast for 2021 calls for 80 to 90% chance of at least 5 heat wave days between June and August. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.